And now, for your listening pleasure.
Today is always Lost Moments Day, and there are times, you know, when I feel like I'm the queen of losses. But that's far from reality. It just feels that way. I get knocked down, I get back up, I'm feeling good, and then bam. Ever happened to you? Hi there, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman, and this is my podcast, Thrive, where I hope you've come here to do some thriving, too. I found a quote that I want to share. It's actually a question. Why is the measure of love loss? By Jeanette Winterson from Why Be Happy When You Could Be Normal. I think about that often. It is through loss we do measure how we feel or felt. And yes, we tell the people we love all the time that we love them, but still the measurement of it all is when we lose them. Oh, and it isn't necessarily through death that this happens. My greatest losses outside of having someone die happened when a friend moved away. Let me share one. I had just gotten married. She was my attendant, and she left me while I was on my honeymoon. I knew about it. I thought I'd be okay. I wasn't, not at all. We had been through so much, and we had done so much. We were so close, and then we weren't. There are many degrees of loss. Death by far is the highest degree. Just the other day, I was talking with a friend about graduations. When we, you know, back when we were all elated, we were done, yay! And it did not hit us then that we were done with many friends and many happenings and the fun that we had. And wow, when it did hit us, maybe we wished for a moment we were back in school because life was not very much fun. I went looking for family papers the other day and realized they must be lost. I cannot find them, and it makes me sad, but it wasn't devastating to me. When I lose something precious like a bracelet, I just tell myself someone else has something pretty now, and I get past it. Yes, it all depends on the weight of the loss. And as we get older, we seem to be throwing losses more often. And that makes us sad and concerned because it's a reminder of when our sands will run out of the hourglass. For today, though, I will focus on what I have and not what I've lost. It helps. Again, this is Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, high-value woman, and this is my podcast, Thrive. Thank you all so much for listening, and that's a wrap.